The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome to the second hour of the Outdoorsman Radio Show. My name is Alan Ellis, and we have a couple guests with us this morning. And we'd like to introduce Bob Long. Good morning, Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, you there, Bob?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay.
Good morning.
Okay. All right. Would you introduce yourself with your role in Maryland Department of Natural Resources, Wildlife and Heritage Service,
please? Bob Long. I'm the Wild Turkey and Upland Game Bird Project Leader for the Maryland Department of Natural Resources.
Okay. And then we have Tom Malazuski.
On the Eastern Shore.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. All right. And then we have Tom Malazuski, who's the... Tom, are you there?
Yes, Alan. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Wonderful morning. You got peepers in the air. It's almost time to go turkey hunting.
Introduce yourself, Tom, with the with your title too, please.
So I'm your state NWTF state chapter president. So I cover 14 chapters in the state now. And one collegiate chapter. So a lot of good things have been happening with the NWTF in Maryland.
Very good. Very good. So we've got turkey season kicking off, I believe, next Saturday with the youth season. Am I correct on that, Bob?
That's correct.
All right.
One week from today, youth will be going out there and, hearing the woods wake up, and it should be hopefully good weather, and they have a good time.
That's the key to the whole thing. Here in the woods, wake up. There's nothing like that, being in the turkey woods before the crack of dawn, and as the woods wakes up, you start hearing the little birds call, and then the big birds, and hopefully you're in a vicinity where you can hear a turkey start gobbling on the roost. That's the thrill of it, you know. And if
that's
you can
right.
get that bird to come in and harvest them, then you're you've had a wonderful day, but even just hearing them is a successful hunt for me. So, seeing a couple.
We've done many surveys over the years, and other states have as well. And hearing gobbling is always ranked as the thing that hunters want the most. You know, you said, harvesting the bird usually comes after that.
Sure. So I talked to my turkey mentor, who both of you know, Bobby Dutrow, out there in Western Maryland. We'll be hunting with Bobby this year, who's just had a hip replacement, but he's getting along. He's out scouting, shed hunting. So Bobby's doing well, and we'll be hunting today with him. But he's asked me if I've been seeing any birds as I drive around, and he knows I drive a lot. And my answer to that is no, I have not seen any birds work in the fields yet. Is that unusual, Bob, or is that something you're seeing across the state? And Tom, both of you.
Well, I think that right now we're in a period of transition. So, and I've just started to get some reports from hunters, and I've seen it myself, where these winter flocks will start to break up. And
sure.
Like so many hunters or landowners will call me and they'll say, I didn't have any turkeys all winter, all fall, winter, and now they showed up. It's a common thing where in the annual cycle of turkeys, they gather together in large flocks over the winter. So they're just not in as many places. But there's around April 1st, and we can talk about it later, but we're doing this large research project right now. These large flocks will break up and start establishing these smaller flocks across the landscape, And that's typically the time when you start to see them coming out in fields. You know, you've got spring green up happening, and they're strutting and displaying for hens. And, it's not that uncommon, but in the next few weeks, you should be seeing some.
Well, when the dogwoods start to bloom, that's it, right?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Have you ever heard that? When the dogwoods start to bloom, that's the time to start looking for turkeys. So they're getting ready to pop. I've seen a few of them already, so that's good. That's good. But why we're not going to wait to talk about the turkey survey. I've been reading the summer observation information that's been on the website, and people can read about that. Extremely interesting. What are your takeaways, Tom and Bob, from the observations from 2025 as far as the recruitment of wild turkeys?
Well, I could speak to that, and you know, as from our survey perspective, maybe Tom gets around as well, and he could maybe comment. But I'll tell you, 2 years ago was a very good hatch across most of the state.
Right.
And we've seen this time and time again. And that survey is really solid. We have a lot of participants, usually around 1,000 individuals across the state send us observations. And we can get what's called a recruitment index, so an index to how productive the birds were that year reproductively. And 2024 was a really good year. What that usually translates into is a strong hunting season 2 years after, because the majority of the birds that are harvested are two-year-old gobblers. Those are the ones that gobble a lot, tend to come to calls more readily. So I think this year will be a good season, but production was really poor last year in much of the state, so there's not a lot of juveniles out there. There won't be many jakes. We need another good year is the bottom line.
Okay. But from 2 years ago, those birds, I'm guessing a two-year-old gobbler is mature enough to take. He's not necessarily a jake. He's going to be a little bit better than a jake as a two-year-old.
Two-year-old, an adult bird, that's what everybody's looking for, yeah. They'll have a long beard and you know, three-quarter to one-inch spurs. And that's where the bulk of the harvest is.
Well, I'll try to age a gobbler before I shoot him.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, exactly. I'll ask him. I'll just say, "Hey, how old are you?" So see what
he'll hold his foot up and go too.
Exactly. He'll show me his spurs. Yeah, I can judge him from 40 yards. Aye, aye, aye. All right. So, Tom, tell me a little bit about chapter development here in Maryland. If you're interested in wild turkeys, there are chapters everywhere where you can go to converse and have some camaraderie with the local fellows who are interested in the same things that you are as far as turkey hunting.
So 2 years ago, I became the state president.
Right.
And then you started, you know, finding different vehicles and trying to find ways to get, you know, people's attention through to finding more turkeys, getting involved with the NWTF. You know,
right.
I started getting advertisings with you. I started
with
the state of Maryland. If you look in the hunting reg books, there's a nice one-pager on the NWTF and our current mission.
Good.
If you open up your magazine, you'll see the full page ad of where are the areas that we need help. I stepped into the role, we were 9 chapters. So currently we're up to 14. So we filled void areas like Upper Chesapeake, which is Cecil County, Gunpowder, which is around that Moncton, Whitehall area, South Mountain, out in Washington County. These are 3 new chapters that popped up. But we always need more people to help. We really need volunteers.
I see Easton is one of your points of emphasis.
We have a couple. We have Easton is one. Cambridge, we are actually having a meeting this coming Tuesday, the 7th, at the RAR pub. Everybody's welcome to come. We already have a president for that chapter. We need some other officers, some more volunteers. But in that Cambridge area, we used to have a really big active chapter. But there's so much going on down in Cambridge and Dorchester County with Blackwater. They have the Mentor Hunt program. I mean, just to get involved and being a volunteer, this is exactly the alley. That if you want to give us a hand, help us down in Cambridge. You know, if you're in Easton, feel free to give me a call. We've also had a spot out in Montgomery County that we're going to probably get that signed up in the next probably 2 to 4 weeks, if not earlier.
Good.
So
good.
A lot of good things are happening. And, you know, be it through media and just putting awareness out there, I mean, it's a great story. I mean, you've heard it before, and I'll say it again. When's the last time you've seen a pheasant? Not that often.
Exactly.
When's the last time?
Well, that's Bob's fault. We don't have any pheasants, isn't it, Bob? Isn't that your fault?
When I started, there were. I don't think there were any pheasants in Maryland, so you can't blame that one on me.
It's been a long time since we've had pheasants.
Westminster and Tawnytown, we used to go out there every Saturday morning, and it was a thrill. I was probably 8-9 years old back then.
No question.
But
yeah,
with the wild turkey is a great story, and nothing can compare to it. So I'm glad to be part of the NWTF, and all your listeners, if you want to join a great organization, the NWTF is the perfect family for you.
Well, I do know that DNR has spearheaded an effort of introducing turkeys into every county in Maryland. And there are some areas that are better than others for survival and poultry reproduction and things like that. But that's been an ongoing program for, I don't know what, 30 years, Bob, maybe longer.
Well, we wrapped up the trap and transfer program in the early 2000s. So since then, we've just seen natural growth and expansion of that flock. But it was about a 30 plus year effort prior to that. So that started in the 70s in earnest. There were a few early releases tried in the 60s, but that really was what got turkeys back across the state in the.
Right.
Early part of the 1900s, there were only a few hundred birds left, and they were way out in Garrett and Allegheny County, basically where people couldn't get to them, you know. So my predecessors started to move those birds around with the help of NWTF was huge even back then. That's when the chapter started in Maryland, helping with support for, trapping efforts and move those birds around, put them in, and they just need to be put back into the habitat. You know, it was an easier problem to solve than the pheasant problem or the quail problem, where it was a habitat issue. And once they were released, they did their thing. And you know, in some regions, some counties took longer than others to really get going. But you know, at this point, we have turkeys in every county and just about every little patch of habitat that you would expect turkeys to survive in, and they're doing quite well. That doesn't mean that there's not areas where they've declined somewhat, and that's where we need to be careful that we don't say, well, this is just such a great success story, and we've got more birds than ever, because generally we do, but there are pockets that we've noticed declines, and hunters have noticed declines. That's really why we're doing this large research project, to try to understand some of those factors that are impacting birds at that local level, and you know, trying to make sure that they don't disappear like some of these other species.
Sure. Well, let's get into the survey here in a minute. We do have to take a commercial break and pay the bills, so hang in there with me, guys. Just stay on the line, and we'll talk about some of these events that are coming up, and then we'll get back to you guys. So we got a couple events coming up. We'll do them in order here this week. Bell Creek Equipment is having an open house. Bell Creek Equipment is right here in Preston, Maryland, right up the street. Friday, April 24th, 8 to 5, Saturday, the 25th, 9 to 4, and Sunday, April 26th, 9 to 3. So you got three days to take a look at all the great outdoor equipment, the tractors, the lawn mowers, the Zero Turns, the CF Moto ATVs and side-by-side, the Bad Boys, the Coyote tractors, the Hustler lawn equipment, everything that you need from trimmers to chainsaws as well. Great financing deals as low as 0% with credit approval. Of course, giveaways with your purchase. Vendor representatives will be on site. The factory reps will be there. There'll be a raffle for a Spartan battery-operated hedge trimmer and an Arctic Kawasaki cooler, and the miniature goats will be there, as well as the miniature donkeys and the secret world alpacas for the kids. So you'll have something to look at least the goats, and the kids will be fascinated with this stuff while mom and dad look at the equipment, that's for sure. Plenty of food trucks by Hooked on Seafood out of Madison Bay, Chili Billy's, Fraser's right there locally in Preston, known Butch for a long, long time, and then T&D Fusion will be there as well, the taco truck. So something for the whole family. We sure hope to see you there at Bell Creek Equipment. That's 21927 Dover Bridge Road in Preston. You can call them at 410-673-2700 or visit bellcreekequipment.net. And you don't have to wait till the open house to go visit Bell Creek. They got plenty of stuff sitting on the lot right now. Go check it out for your farming, your lawn mowing, and your yard work stuff as we speak. Call 410-673-2700, bellcreekequipment.net. Watch our Facebook page, too, Bell Creek Equipment. And that's 410-673-2700 for Bell Creek. And that's always a fun time. That's Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Alan Ellis here, your master of ceremonies for the Chesapeake chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation at their exceptional fundraiser banquet on Saturday, May 2nd at the Point at Pintail, a.k.a. Pintail Point. The doors open at 4 p.m., and you too can join the fun and have a terrific meal with fellow conservationists. Tickets are only $50, which includes your membership and the digital Bugle magazine. You and your friends can also enjoy a round of sporting clays for an additional $35. The range opens at 9 a.m. You can win great guns and hunting gear when you purchase raffle tickets or play the games for prizes, and the winning starts right now. I'm giving away 4 tickets this week. We're going to notify some folks that they've won tickets, and if you'd like to call in to 410-WCBM-680, that's 922-6680, leave your name and number for our producer, and let them know that you're interested, and only for people that are interested in going and are going to attend will we be giving $50 tickets away, that's for sure. Join me at the Chesapeake Chapter of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Banquet at Saturday, May 2nd, 4 till 7 p.m. Want to get it done early? Get you home for the weekend. For tickets and raffle tickets, register at rmef.org. Or for questions, give Denise a call at 302-335-3635. We'll see you there. And one more great event coming up. This is always a great time. The 44th Annual Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Coming to the Star Center at 700 Congress Street in Havre de Grace in conjunction with the Havre de Grace Decoy Museum on Saturday, May 2nd from 9 to 5 and Sunday, May 3rd from 9 to 3. This family-friendly, fun-filled event features over 100 exhibitors who will present decoys and outdoor products for sale. Decoy and carving competitions highlight the event. You can explore the history of decoy carving. You can meet the famous carvers and learn about the waterfowl gunning in the displays inside the Decoy Museum located at 215 Giles Street. Visitors are urged to visit www.decoymuseum.com to download maps of the Decoy Festival because it's at several locations throughout town. Make Havre de Grace your target destination on Saturday and Sunday, May 2nd and 3rd for the 2026 Decoy and Wildlife Art Festival. Decoymuseum.com is the website. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB-2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number's 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
Hey, so I'm looking at some of the overnight temperatures here this week. Monday night, 46. Tuesday night, 33. Wednesday night, 36. Thursday, 46. Yeah, we're not quite out of it yet, folks, and that's why I wanted to talk to you about Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. You know, a couple of years ago, we installed a gas fireplace insert. It's an Enviro EX35 from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, and they have all the different brands. They've got Enviro and Regency and other top brands. But we have it on auto here. I have the remote set for the temperature I want it in the room, and it just does its thing. And when the room drops it down below that temperature, it kicks back up and brings me back to temperature. I love the remote control. And if I just, you know, have it off during the day like yesterday when it was so warm, come in at night and the temperature's dropped off, I just click it on for a few minutes, let it do its thing. It's just a magnificent machine. I love it. And the gas fireplace insert is so cool, that's for sure. And you can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. That's in Graysonville. Stop by the showroom soon, and you'll be ready when it gets cold overnight, that's for sure. And if once you put it in, the next few years are going to be just amazing in your house. You'll love it, especially if you have one of those old fireplaces that, you know, you've not used in years because you just don't want the hassle. Put an insert in there and enjoy your heating system in your home. And if you have a space that needs a wood stove, you can do that too. Lots of selection. BackyardBillies.com is the website. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billies is open 7 days a week. They're located Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Drummer Drive is the actual location of Backyard Billies, but you drive by it every day on Route 50 in Grayson. Hey, if it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2020. For Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Hey, folks, I'm breaking in here just for a minute. I got an email just as we were on the air. Alan, I just want to let you know the Carnival Shooting Gallery at Delmarva Sporting Clays is awesome. I took my daughter there last weekend, and we had an excellent time. I recommend this attraction to all of your listeners and anybody who enjoys shooting. It's challenging and fun. It'll help you how to time your shots and get the proper lead on your shots. And also the owner at DSCs are very good people. We'll most definitely be going back. That's from Craig. So I just wanted to throw that in. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery.
When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a biggin' on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
All right, we're back with Bob Long and Tom Eliseski. Am I saying your name right, Tom?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Okay.
Huh.
All right. All right, good. Well,
we're
I got you. We're talking about wild turkeys in Maryland. We were going to talk about a survey that's been underway, and somebody fill us in on that.
Yeah, so there's a couple things going on. We do an annual survey that I mentioned earlier, and that's to track reproduction over time across the state.
Right.
And we've been doing that since the early 90s. It's a great way
right.
to monitor the population. But more recently, we've undertaken a really comprehensive, more in-depth study of turkeys in Maryland, and it involves some real state-of-the-art technology with radio transmitters, and we've captured I think we're at 940 birds over the last 4 years, and so about 200 of those were hens that we put radio transmitters on, and we monitored those birds over the last 3 years to really dig into where they're going, where they're nesting, you know, how many are successful raising young, habitat use, just a wide range of things that we're going to get out of that. And so we're really excited. We're really in the data analysis phase at this point. You know, we've got some preliminary data. I'll hopefully be putting a report out here sometime this summer with some of that data. And then there's various universities. This is it's a multi-state project where, you know, and we're doing the field work here, but there's also other states, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Ohio, that are doing similar studies. And then we'll be combining that. It makes for a very powerful project getting a large sample size and really trying to understand what's happening with turkeys in the state. So we've got that going on, and there'll be a lot more to come in the next few years as we dig through all the results and all the data that we collected. And then we're also banding gobblers, so male turkeys, and that's the first time that we've done that. So over the last 4 years, we banded about 600 gobblers, and we're looking at harvest rates, survival rates of gobblers. So we're, you know, looking at the female segment of the population, the male segment of the population, and again, trying to understand, you know, why are they doing very well in certain places, not so great in other areas, and is there anything we can do, you know, to improve the population and the habitat for these birds that we all love?
Mm-hmm. I've published pictures in the quarterly of fellows who have taken the several banded birds over the years. I guess, do you have a number on how many have been returned out of the 200 gobblers?
So I don't know exactly. It's probably around 100 at this point. It might be more than that, but generally, about 30% of our adult birds are harvested each year. So you can kind of do the math on that. The juvenile, so the Jake birds, the one-year-old birds, they have much higher survival. The adult birds, about a third of that, the birds are taken each year.
I got you. 30% of the birds are taken each year. So you've got to have a very active recruitment continue the sustainability of the flock, of the overall flock. And am I saying that correctly?
That's exactly right. And that's why it's so important to do that summer reproductive survey that we do, because that really drives everything. They have to keep producing birds to replace themselves, and there's also natural mortality in there as well, and that's sure. One of the most interesting findings so far is from this the hen project is that a large portion of these hens are getting killed annually by predators because
what are the biggest culprits?
Well, a lot of times, we were hoping to really nail that down, but most of the time there's not much left of the bird. By the time we get to the birds, and usually we're on them within a day or two, but technicians go and they find, a pile of feathers and a few chewed on bones. We have been able to identify the specific predator, in quite a few of the cases. Yeah, so in Western Maryland, you've got, what you would expect, bobcats, coyotes, some fox. Surprisingly, on the eastern shore, so we're doing this work in the western three counties of the state and then the lower eastern shore, so from Dorchester
right.
South, kind of two stud areas. And on the eastern shore, we had a lot of nesting hens killed by red fox. So, in fact, it was by far the most significant source of mortality. One year we had close to half of our nesting hens were killed. It did improve in the last 2 years of the project. I know occasionally a raccoon will take a nesting hen, but that's the breeding period is by far the most dangerous time for turkeys.
Sure.
They're sitting on the ground for 28 days. And then raising their young, and they're not getting up in the trees to roost at night, so they're very vulnerable.
Very vulnerable at that time, and the poult, I'm sure, is vulnerable as well to the birds of prey and the predators as well. So,
yeah, and that's another big takeaway is that poult survival was very low. So, in certain years and certain on some of our study sites.
They're not like ducks and geese. Their feathers aren't waterproof, so if they get soaked in a rainstorm and it drops to 30 degrees at night, as it can do in the springtime, or even in the 40s, they can die of exposure pretty quickly, can't they?
They can. Yeah. Unfortunately, we can't really tell what happened to the poults, but we did periodic checks and we knew how many were surviving.
Sure.
In that.
Well, I mean, if they don't survive, something's going to come along and eat them. I mean, they're small enough for a raccoon or a fox or something to take and devour. So I can understand why that's an exercise in futility sometimes. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So very good. So Tom, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that poult survival during that first 2 weeks is really what's key, and it's pointing, and again, we're still crunching all the numbers, but starting to point towards the importance of this brooding habitat, which it's an interesting connection, because turkey brooding habitat that first 2 weeks looks a lot like bobwhite quail habitat or pheasant habitat. They need these fields with native vegetation, you know, where they can bug with a lot of insect production, but yet there's concealment. So it's like a, think of a field that's been fallowed for a year or two. You know, there's not a lot of that out there on the landscape. So we're
well, that's because the land is so valuable, there's not a lot of people that participate in CREP anymore.
That's right. That's right. So some of those things are really interesting, and it also points to the fact that we need to do a better job on habitat management if we want to keep these birds around. And that's why I think the organization like NWTF is doing some great work. You know, they're helping us put in habitat on our public hunting areas, and you know, trying to get the word out about how important this is, you know, for poultry survival and nesting success. It all goes back to habitat, really. Even if you have high numbers of predators, they can do fine if they have good habitat.
Sure. Very good. Tom, tell us about when you have these chapters across Maryland and they have their benefits. How much of that money that is raised comes back to Maryland in the form of grants and research projects and that type of thing that helps out the birds here in the chapter's home state?
See, there's two numbers that we play with. Like 91 cents of every dollar moved into the NWTF comes back in some shape or form back to the mission. So
Okay. That's
a real big number. And nobody, I mean, 91 cents of every dollar. So the second part of that is, just like Ducks Unlimited and Delta, we put money into the mission. But at a local level, the NWTF gives us money and a rebate back from after every banquet, after every fundraiser. It's called Superfund. And this is totally different than some of the other organizations.
Right.
This is where Maryland, I can put my footprint down and say, hey, I helped here. I helped here. I work with Bob. We purchased a lot of equipment. Bob also finds a way to take that money that we give to him, and it's the old fund of Pittman Robertson. And when you find somebody like Bob who can get a 3-to-1 match, you know, we give him $100,000. Now we're playing at $400,000 level. So
exactly,
these dollars help us directly right here. You go in the lower eastern shore, you'll see some burn projects. That's us. We bought the equipment. We've got these teams around. We're burning. And what benefits turkeys? Benefit quail. So it benefits everybody out there. So you'll go around, you'll see a burn project last year down off of Streaming Road. There was one from the year before, one this current year, and you'll go down there this year and you're going to go, wow, look at this habitat. This is exactly what we're talking about. So when you talk NWTF, that local funding comes back at our level, and with Pittman Robinson money, it quadruples the buying power.
Absolutely.
You know, we have scholarships, but from all the chapters, we have a state scholarship program that's up to $5,000 now. So there's a lot of stuff that goes back to the community, not just, you know, we got our main mission, but we also have our local stuff that we take care of. So
beautiful, beautiful.
Well, there,
well said.
Bob alluded to one project that we just currently funded. The University of Georgia is doing a DNA study on our birds. And I think
wow.
we got close to 150 birds. Now, this is above my pay scale. This is Bobby's arena. But this is the most exciting, and I say this every year, this most exciting time in the turkey world. It wasn't that long ago. I mean, we got paper reports and eyes on the ground and boots on the ground. But when you talk about telemetry studies and pulse surveys and, you know, have Bob's team out there at nighttime with a FLIR unit counting pulse off the limb, I mean, this is the big league. And it, trust me, it is unbelievable. So now we're doing DNA studies. So we're going to figure out this genetic part. And again, this is above my pay scale, because when I sat in those classes down at Nashville, I'm like, wow, we are moving really leaps and bounds right now. So I'm telling you, it's the best time to be a turkey hunter and one that loves the passion. It really is.
Yep. All right. Good place to stop there for a second. Folks, I just want to tell you we're welcoming back Hunter's Seafood Market, and here's what they had to say today.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout, steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
All right, let's talk about Bob and Tom. Let's talk briefly about the season. We've got the Youth Day, and that's next Saturday by itself. Is it Saturday and Sunday in the Sunday hunting regions?
It's permitted on Sunday as well.
I mentioned earlier that the Sunday hunting legislation introduced this year has not moved anywhere, but the Senate committee is reconsidering the Sunday hunting proposal and the lead ban this coming Tuesday in the General Assembly, so we got to keep our eye on that as well. Okay, so it's Saturday and Sunday, and then the 18th is the kickoff for the rest of us who enjoy turkey hunting, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It starts on the 18th and lasts until May 23rd. We've got a
When does the all-day kick in?
Yeah, so hunting stops at noon for the first 2 weeks of the season, and then on the 9th, it would be the 10th, it switches over to all-day hunting.
May 10th? Okay,
yeah, gotcha. May 10th and for the last 2 weeks.
Yep. I gotcha. Very good. Top three safety tips.
I would say be very careful with decoys. Decoys are more realistic and more lifelike than ever, and particularly if you're using these full-strut gobbler decoys, and there are tactics out there that might be effective where you can use these fan decoy that some folks call fanning or reaping. Be very, very careful with that. It's not prohibited here. Some states have started to make that tactic illegal. We haven't gone there, but we don't want to see some incidents with that. So that's number one.
Somebody's sitting behind the decoy or within range of the decoy, somebody else takes a shot and a turkey hunter struck.
Yeah.
Got it.
Be careful with that. Red, white, blue, and black. You know, those are the colors of a gobbler that hunters are looking for. So if you do not want to have any of those colors on yourself, you know, full camo, orange hat when moving, if you're hunting public land, things like that will go a long way to helping safety there. Be conscious of your surroundings. You know, understand the situation, where you're hunting. Are you on a heavily hunted public area with, you know, good access, or you know, keep your head on a swivel. If you see somebody coming, you know, don't just wave your hand, you know, like shout out, you know, hey, there's somebody here, whistle, do something, get their attention. But generally we've been great. Like, hunters are safe, and particularly in Maryland we have very, very few incidents, so but it's always something to be aware of in spring season.
And you're calling as well. I mean, some people will try to attempt to sneak up on a bird that's calling, and that can be a dangerous situation as well. So if you like to use a gobble call to, you know, imitate a gobble call, just know your surroundings, like you said. Very good.
Correct.
Yeah. Tom, any words here for getting involved?
Well, you can join the NWTF. You can give me a call. You can go to NWTF.org. and you hit Maryland, and you'll see all the areas and all the chapters that are there up and running. You know, my cell phone is always open. It's 443-677-6110. I'm at Autumn Sky on April 9th doing a free turkey clinic. So if you want to come up to Autumn Sky, it's from 6 until 8.
Okay.
And it's free. So come on up there.
That's a Thursday night.
Thursday night, right? It's right before
yeah,
youth
okay.
night. So if you
yeah.
got a couple hours, you definitely will learn a couple things, because I'll tell you all the mistakes that I've made that you don't want to do. So, you know, and then catch me down at RAR. You catch Bob down there. You can come down there and pick our brains even more. So,
and that's this coming. So we've got two events this week, RAR in Cambridge and Autumn Sky on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then
cool.
Saturday,
okay.
Saturday's youth hunt.
Saturday's youth.
This is a good
yeah.
scouting effort. If you don't have a person, but go out and find a kid that would love to go turkey hunting, it gives you the opportunity to get out in the woods with them. So you can share that moment, and
yeah.
you're also scouting for yourself for the following week. So
of course.
You know, use whatever we have out there. Those kids love it. I tell you right now, my granddaughter is 9 years old, and she can't wait. She just spent $300 up at Cabela's for boots and clothes, so she's going to look like the Cabela's poster child out there. So, Grandpa.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Cool. All right, guys, we're going to close out with our commercial messages here, and we appreciate you joining us. Tom Malaszewski from the National Wild Turkey Federation Chapter President, State Chapter President, and Bob Long, DNR's turkey guy. And we'll probably be in touch with you guys this week and maybe even see you at one of those events, Tom.
Perfect. Thank you again.
All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Great show. Great interview. Appreciate it. All right, folks, we're going to play some recorded spots, and then whatever we have left, we'll talk about a couple of our other sponsors. So we'll be right back.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec spray-on truck bed liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These mil-spec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a mil-spec liner today.
Spurry's Tire Service, our friends, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Features American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as any brand for your truck or your car. Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any make or model. So Bridgestone, Firestone has a great financing offer. You can apply right there in the shop, and they'll take care of you for sure. Spurry's Tire Service, I took the deal, by the way. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard to your barnyard, garden tractors to farm tractors. If you own any kind of trailer or ATV, Spurry's has the tires. Now, Spurry's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair, too. They can check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that dreaded check engine light comes on. Spurry's Farm Service Team, 24-hour truck service, and more has kept Spurry's customers, including my family and me, satisfied for over 30 years. By the way, if you see Mike Spurry in the shop or about town, tell him you heard about Spurry's Tire Service on the radio. Now stop by with no appointment needed for tires or call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Website is spurriestire.com. No appointment needed for tires, 410-822-7384. Hey, fishing season's right here. Make sure you get to Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9, for all your fishing tackle, rods and reels and bait, crabbing supplies, too. So check out Clyde Sports Shop online at ClydeSportsShop.com, open 7 days a week, 410-242-6108. You'll be glad you did. Folks, that wraps it for another show. Great interviews with the Turkey Guys, and wishing you and your family the happiest of Easter. Remember, the reason for the season, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Remember your faith, love the Lord, love your family, love your freedom, love your friends. See you next week.